Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated September 22nd, 2023, is titled, Why Golf is Awesome. Some say golf is a terribly boring game. Maybe that's the point. Don't we have enough stimuli in this world? Might we need a little more, quote, boring in our lives? What is boring, anyway? And why is it ever considered a bad thing? Might we turn the tables on this caustic perspective? Golf is awesome because it is designed to be a slowly played game. It's like chess in that each move or shot is a result of much strategizing. The only part of the game that moves fast is the swing. And even then, fast swings only comprise about half of the shots taken in a round, the other half being putts. Slow is good. This world has made us all torqued up, strung out multitaskers looking for a fix. We're addicted to fast-paced living. Golf is the antithesis of that. For this reason alone, it's awesome. There's a lot of walking, smelling freshly cut grass, listening to the birds singing, and then watching them flutter around God's creation. There's the horizon over each green that stretches to infinity, reminding us of God's immensity. Psalm 19:1 reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." Romans 1:19 through 20 reads, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made." Golf inserts you smack dab in the middle of nature. While you're there, you can't help but absorb what it's saying to you. Job 12:7 through 12 reads, "But ask the beasts, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words as the palate tastes food? Wisdom is the aged, is with the aged, and understanding in length of days." People have asked me why I choose to spend hours hitting a little white ball until it goes into a 4 1/4 inch hole in the ground. I tell them that the appeal isn't about the game. It's about what the game gives you. Golf is a metaphor for life. I've written a whole series of blogs on golf linked here. In so many ways, you get out of life what you put into it. If you're too busy running around like a chicken with its head cut off, nature is just a blur in your periphery. And that's a tragedy. Golf screams, slow down. Golf is an opportunity to fellowship with God in a unique way. That's my answer to those who ask me why I play it. I admit I adore the actual sport. However, that's hardly the draw for me. The older I get, the more this is true. Quote, "Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days." Job's 12:12. I look forward to being on that first tee and thanking God for my time with him. I feel insulated. Psalm 145:2-6 reads, "Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness." Golf is awesome because it makes me feel small. It reminds me of how big God is and how insignificant I'd be without his love. The only way it even matter in this life is if God deemed it so. And he has. Romans 5:8 reads, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Psalm 8:3 to 4 reads, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you care for him. Who am I? That's the question that golf always brings to my mind. You might hear folks say that golf is a humbling sport because it's very difficult to master. But I believe it's humbling in a much more profound way, at least for me. Golf places me in the cradle of nature, which demands my attention because it's just too beautiful to miss. I'm humbled in the presence of God and His creation. John 1:1-4 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." So golf is awesome. It doesn't matter how good or bad a round is. I get to go for a long walk with my Lord, the one who loved me enough to save me. He talks to me out there on the course, and it's a beautiful thing. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org, nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.